Hello again, everybody. I am Dr. Poppy Moon, and today we are going to be talking about the exciting world of Holland's theory of career choice. I have decided to make some videos for my students, and I also want to make this available to anyone who is interested. As you guys move through your counseling programs, you are probably going to want to take the National Counselor exam at the very end. And that is a wonderful exam that is filled with all bits of obscure knowledge that you have collected the entire time that you've been in your program. So I decided, hey, I'll make some fun little study guides for you that you can watch that kind of have the main parts of the main parts of the theories that you might be asked about so that you can be successful when it comes to that. So this will be number two in the series. The first one we talked about the trait and factor method with our good friend, Mr. Frank Parsons. And today we are going to be hanging out with John L. Holland, who is a psychologist and professor at John, or was a psychologist and professor at Johns Hopkins University. And as he says down here, he says, "Hi, I'm John. Thanks for inviting me," because he's a very nice man and he's glad to be here. So what's up with him? What did he do? Well, in the 1950s, he published his theory, Holland's theory of career choice. And throughout his entire career, he continued to refine it. We're very thankful to him, because his work helped lay the foundation for the modern vocational psychology and career counseling that we have today. So let's get down to the deets, okay? His theory of career choice is widely used as a framework for understanding how people's personality types influence their career choice. And it emerged, like, in a historical context. It emerged in response to the increasing complexity of career options and the need for for guidance in vocational decision making. Because at this point in time in the 1950s, you've got all of these people who are coming into the workforce. They all have varied experiences and varied skills that they're bringing into it. And then we have all of these new jobs that are just starting to come out. So everyone in career counseling is very concerned, because we want to make sure that people get in the right jobs so that they're going to be happy. So basically, Holland's research was he aimed it to identify patterns in individuals' interest and how these patterns related to different occupations. So the need for theory, traditional vocational guidance methods, he thought that they were very limited in addressing the diverse interests and aptitudes of individuals. He's like, hey, it's not enough. We need more of it. So his theory, he wanted to fill this gap by providing a systematic framework for understanding vocational preferences and career paths. He's got two main techniques on here. Technique number one is the RIASEC model, and number two, self-assessment tools. So what is the RIASEC model? And I'm not sure if people pronounce it like RISEC. I'm not 100% sure. I'll have to do some research on that to be sure. But this model, which we also know as Holland's Codes, or Holland's occupational theme, it's a really widely used framework within Holland's theory of career choice. And it categorizes individuals into six personality types based on their vocational interests and on their preferences. So let's kind of go into detail a little bit more on each of these personality types. First one, R, that is realistic. So individuals who have a dominant realistic personality type, they're real hands-on. They like working with tools and machines, any type of physical stuff. They really like careers that involve being outdoors, any type of construction work. Here's my cat, Jinxie Jangles. He wants to help. Construction works, mechanic, agriculture, or trades. Those are the realistic people. Next one are the investigative, and those are I. These people are really analytical. They're curious. They enjoy solving complex problems through research, through experimenting or analysis. And these guys, of course, naturally move towards careers that are in science and technology, engineering, mathematics, any type of STEM research, or academia. That's where you find them in academia. Next one is artistic, which is the A. Artistic individuals, creative, imaginative. Hang on. My dog is jealous because Jinxie Jangles is in my lap.
Please try again.
And now my iPhone's talking to me. Okay. All right. Crisis averted. Again, artistic individuals, they're creative and imaginative. They enjoy expressing themselves through various forms of art. They like visual arts, music, writing. They like design. These people are drawn to careers, of course, in the arts, in media, in entertainment. You have people who are doing like design and advertising, graphic design, or any other type of creative industries. The next one are social, the S's. And social individuals are really empathetic and compassionate. They love helping other people. They love interacting with other people to help improve their well-being or to address social issues. You often see a lot of counselors in the social area because they're kind of drawn to this. They want careers such as social work, they're teachers, they're in healthcare, they're those who are working in community services or in human resources. Next up, enterprising, E. Enterprising individuals are ambitious and persuasive, and they really love to take on leadership roles. They like making decisions, pursuing different opportunities for advancement, and they are really drawn to careers in business, in sales, in marketing, being their own entrepreneurs, management, or we also see these people in politics. Conventional, which is C. Conventional individuals, they're super organized and detail-oriented. They love working with data and numbers. That's my mom. Data and numbers, any type of systems in, they like being in environments that are structured and very, very orderly environments. And these people often go into administration, in finance. They are accountants doing data analysis, any type of clerical work, or information technology work. So what he did is made what's called the self-directed search. And the self-directed search is designed to help people, help individuals to identify their vocational interests, to explore career options, and to make informed choices about career paths. So if you are interested in the self-directed search, you can go online, and I think how much did it say it was? For $18.95, you can take the self-directed search. So if you're really into that, I would recommend that you do it. However, there's also a lot of things online that are free that you can kind of get the same information. But hey, you know, $18.95, and you get to do self-directed search. So what's the purpose of it? Purpose of the search, when he made this, he said, I want individuals to be able to understand their interests, things they value, the skills that they have in their lives that they enjoy, that they'd like to relate that to a career. And it helps individuals gain insight into their personality types, and it helps them figure out which of these different letters that he's talking about, how they come together to kind of show all their strengths and how they are as a person, how everything comes together. So it starts off, it's typically a questionnaire. It's an assessment that individuals complete to generate their Holland code, which is what it's called, all the letters that come together. And you will find out what your dominant personality types are based on the RIASEC model. Okay, so that's that. Let me see if there's anything else I wanted to tell you about that. No, it's pretty good. Basically what it does. Okay, so let's talk about different letter combinations that we come together. One of those is the IRC, which is investigative, realistic, and conventional. People that are like this, they are analytical, they're practical, and they're detail-oriented. They like to solve problems, and they like to use logical thinking, and they really like structured work environments. So these people, IRCs, we're going to see them as engineers. We're going to see them as lab techs and accountants doing financial stuff. And this is not all that they're going to do, but this is just kind of an overview of the different types of things that go together. Another one that you will see is AES, which is the artistic, enterprising, and social. These individuals are creative, they're ambitious, and they love interacting with others. So they really thrive in any type of environment where they can express themselves and pursue opportunities for growth. Careers that you might see these people in is a marketing specialist, an event planner. Lots of wedding planners are these artistic, enterprising, and social people. And then we also see teachers that fall into that because they like to foster creativity. They enjoy working with kids and making different learning experiences for them. Okay, so our next code is SEC, which is our social, enterprising, and conventional people. And here, Jinxie Jangles is back. He can never resist a laugh. Individuals who have this code, they're social, they're ambitious, and they're organized. And they excel in roles that involve working with people, leading teams, and following established procedures. People who are in human resources, you know that they love to follow established things like that. Financial advisors, they like things that are established and organized. So that's what this letter combination falls into. All right, next one is the ICR, which is the investigative, conventional, realistic person. These guys are analytical, they're detailed oriented, but they are also practical. And they like structured environments where they can use their problem-solving skills, and they can also have a lot of attention to detail. So people who are in quality control, people who are compliance officers that are making sure that all the requirements and policies are being handled in their workshop or wherever they're at, they want to do that. Or they are maybe data analysts that are collecting different types of information. Okay, so let's take this and look at let's take a person, our boy Alex here. Let's take a look at him and see how we would apply this theory to Alex. So he is a college student and he's like, I don't know what I want to do when I grow up. So I would have him come in and I'd say, hey, let's take this inventory and let's see where you fall on it. So we find out that he likes hands-on activities, he likes building things. So I know, okay, he's realistic. And this is also going to come out on the self-directed search. But another thing that I find out about him, and he loves to explore new things, new ideas, he likes solving problems. So I know that he's investigative. He also likes creativity and self-expression, as you can see by the picture that I selected of him, because he is just having a good time. He likes to paint, he likes to write, so he also has some artistic. So by using the RIA-SEC model and using the self-directed search that he has worked on, the counselor or me, we have a pretty good idea about where he's going to align on this. So surprise, surprise, he is RIA, the realistic, investigative, and artistic. So what am I going to say? Hey, what are some things that you could do? Well, he is going to be super practical and analytical, but also imaginative. So I'm going to be like, I know he likes hands-on activities. I know he likes problem solving, and I know he likes being creative. What different things might work for him? So I could go to my Occupational Outlook handbook. I could go to different places on the web. I can't think of the one that I want to tell you right now. Different places that are on the web that you can search for different. The ONET, yes, you can go to the ONET, and in that on that website, it has all different types of jobs that would go along. So he and I would go on that, and we could look at potential careers. And some of those that we might see, he might could be an architect because he likes designing and planning things, but he also likes his creative skills. Maybe he could be an environmental scientist because he likes to do research and he likes to study the environment and address different issues that go along with that. Also, he could be possibly a graphic designer, and he could take visual concepts and artworks, and he could do that for various media platforms. So once again, we're having trouble with Jinxie Jangles and Finn. Come here, Finn. Finn feels like he's being left out of the video, and he has so much FOMO, it's very, very hard for him. All right. So doing all that, looking at all of those together, we'd sit down, we'd discuss those careers, we'd say, hey, let's come up with a plan. How are we going to do this? One of the things that I recommend is that you come up with SMART goals for your clients. So if you are a student doing career counseling and you're in my class, or if you're not in my class, just go and look up what SMART goals are. And SMART goals are kind of like a series of ways to come up with goals of how you're going to move forward in your career. So Alex and I would sit down, we would look at all of the data that we've gathered, we would start setting our goals together, helping him find short-term goals and long-term goals that are going to help move him towards going through college, graduating, and starting to be successful in finding different things on the job market. Okay. All right. So just for fun, I made you a few flashcards on things that we have talked about. So Holland's trait and factor theory matched with which of the following together? Okay. Holland's trait and factor theory matched which of the following together? A, gender traits with personality traits. B, professional traits with earning power. C, personality traits with job requirements. Or D, personality traits with intelligent traits. Do you think you know it? Ah, the answer is C, which is personality traits with jobs requirements. Okay, so this one is one that you might see on the NCE. LaShawn is a successful lawyer who is often in the courtroom. Of the following, which set of letters would most likely correspond to his profession using Holland's criteria? And I know that you might get asked one something like this because when I was online looking at possible NCE questions that they might ask, this was one of them. And I thought, whoa, that's super specific. So you're going to want to be sure that you know kind of the combinations of letters that go along. The options that they give, EIS, CRA, CSA, and ERC. Okay. And which one is it? It is EIS. You're going to find that lawyers fall into the enterprising category, but they're also investigative and they like being in the courtroom, which kind of shows that they're also social. So, LaShawn, he's a little bit more social than those in re that research the law. But generally speaking, when we have people with realistic, artistic, and conventional traits, they're working with machines, art, and rote tasks, respectively. But although conventional is a strong possibility with the R's listed, it would kind of be inaccurate. So something that would be fun for you to do is look at the different letters, maybe put different letter combinations together and think, what kind of jobs might someone like that? Or put the combinations together and then go into someone like your friend ChatGPT and say, hey, what types of jobs might we be able to see for that? So for sure, know the different parts of Holland's letters, kind of understand his self-directed search and how that goes. And then I think that you will be good to go. You'll be good to go for your test. Okay, let me move over here. I had a few more of those, but I'm just going to move over right here to the questions. If you have any questions for me, or if you have some NCE prep material that you would like me to make a video on for you to check out, please let me know. And I will include the little flashcards that I made so that you can take those and that you can use those as you study for the test. So thank you so much. And if you need anything, just give me an email at moon@ulm.edu. Thank you.